Wouldn't that be refreshing, ladies, for a change, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easy to act with loving kindness, and sometimes it's not. But it is the true step toward everyday enlightenment and awakening the heart. That's why there were saints. Not because they felt love all the time, because that's not something that's natural. Feelings come and go all the time. But they could focus on what they can control, how they behaved. You may say, that's false. That's not being true to yourself. You have to be true to your feelings. You need to act congruently with your feelings. Well, acting congruently with your feelings is letting your feelings drive and determine your behavior. But someone I couldn't get through to, they said, no, no, that's not, when you're upset, you need to let it be known. You can't act kind. That's being hypocritical, smiling and acting kindly. I said, oh, you're right. If I'm ever feeling murderous, I definitely should go murder somebody. Or if I'm really sad and a child walks by and needs his or her shoelaces tied, I'll say, I can't tie your shoelaces. I have to express my sorrow to you. Consider it. Now, the tricky part, it sounds so easy, just act with kindness. But we don't always know what it is to act with kindness, do we? If someone around you is very upset and you remain aloof and say, oh, I'm sorry to hear you're upset, that may not be so kind. That may make them a little crazy. So only in our wisdom and being in touch with that person, trusting our intuition, finding our compassion, maybe just sitting and listening and saying nothing can be the most kind thing we can do. So it takes skill and maturity to finally develop the knowledge how to be kind. Not forcing some little old lady across the street. You may not want to go. Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World, The Doors of Perception. Brilliant writer. Came from a brilliant family. He, among few Westerners of his time, practiced a global heritage of spiritual traditions. He didn't just philosophize about it. He went to this country and practiced. He went to that country and he practiced their disciplines. Shamanistic practices, Buddhist practices, Christian practices, Jewish practices. And when he was near death, one of his students came to him and said, after all this, what have you learned? And he said, it's a bit embarrassing to have studied the human problem all one's life and find at the end that one has no more to offer than try to be a little kinder. Maybe it comes down to that. Perhaps that's why Martin Luther said, love and do what you will. That can be interpreted many different ways, but in a sense, when you come from a place of love and kindness and you're able to do that, it doesn't matter what you do, because it's going to be coming from a place of compassion. Love is an action, not a word. Words are cheap. You can say, I love you all the time, but how are you acting? How are you behaving? Little things count. Little things count. And in fact, that serves as a wonderful segue into the 12th and final gateway, serve your world. But before we go there, I'd like to draw upon one other point. Love begins at home. It is very difficult to fully let your love expand into the world for others until you learn to love yourself. And of course, I don't mean in some narcissistic way or self-centered or anything like that. Number one first, you know, look out for number one. I'm talking about loving yourself as a human being and honoring yourself as an individual human life, living it as only you can live it, expressing it as only you can express it, as no one else ever will. That can be the biggest challenge. In one of my books, The Laws of Spirit, under the law of compassion, I have a quotation you might enjoy by Carl Jung, that I feed the hungry, forgive an insult, and love my enemy. These are great virtues. But what if I should discover that the poorest of the beggars and most impudent of offenders are all within me, and that I stand in need of the alms of my own kindness, that I myself am the enemy who must be loved? What then? So when you're going around loving, don't forget yourself. The 12th gateway, serve your world. Service is an attitude and action founded on the recognition that the world has supported you, fed you, taught you, and tested you, whether or not you earned it. Understanding this simple truth can move you to do what you can to repay a boundless debt of gratitude. Service is both a means and an end. For in giving to others, you open yourself to love, abundance, and inner peace. You cannot serve others without uplifting yourself. Now we turn to the 12th and final gateway, serve your world. Now, if you're like me, you may go, well, that's fine, it's the 12th gateway, but it doesn't seem as exciting somehow as embrace your sexuality or manage your money. I can really see what's in it for me. But serve your world, doesn't that bring up, oh yeah, I know, it would be good to go volunteer someplace. Even though I'm busy, I know, yes, I should serve my world more. It brings up these subtle guilts in many of us. Well, I hope to assuage some of those guilts, though guilts can be very healthy. I think we should have more guilts, actually. You know, one man came up to me once and said, Dan, maybe you can help me. I'm feeling really a lot of guilt I'm dealing with, you know, about visiting my mother more often at the nursing home. And I said, can't help you about the guilts. Why don't you go visit your mother more? Maybe guilts are good sometimes. In any case, there's more to serving your world, though, than going to volunteer someplace. Before we get into it, let me read you a few questions to help assess your relationship to